So far, there's no significant threat to the towns of Milton and Fulton, but local officials aren't taking their chances. Captain Jude Maurer of the Rock County Sheriff's Office says they want boaters to take it slow and easy as they channel through the Rock River near the populated areas.
The wake is going to cause shoreline erosion, and that's what they're trying to avoid. It's nowhere near the flood levels that we experienced a couple of years ago. However, their concern is that any amount of shoreline washout could be detrimental to the efforts that they've tried to address since the floods that they experienced a couple of years ago.
This week's heavy storms have many locals wondering what'll come next, but Ashley Sears, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service for Milwaukee Sullivan, says the outlook is good despite several Rock County waterways being at flood level.
And we're looking at it to stay above flood level at least for the next couple of days and then come down over the weekend. There had been a threat for potentially severe weather, but they have now taken us out of that area, and it looks like the most severe of the weather is going to go south of us. There is that chance of showers and thunderstorms, but they will not be anything close to what we've had the past couple of days.
Sears says the heaviest weather will likely sock northern Illinois and parts of Indiana. The Rock River slow no wake warning will stay up until further notice. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.